Good, y'all. Welcome back to episode 13 of UNC.
Woo woo.
Yay.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Hey, y'all.
It's been about a year. So, we apologize. You know, life happens, but
yes,
we are back, kind of, sort of.
We're trying,
yes. So, it's not going to be a long podcast for our first time back.
Yes.
So don't expect too much. But for starters, we just want to give updates on what we've been into, what's been happening in the past year. So we'll start off with Paris.
Ooh. I don't even know. What do I even say?
Right.
Wait, Jay, you said it's been like close to a year, yeah?
Yes, the last episode we ever recorded was October 1st.
Dang.
And then that episode came out October 7th.
Whoa, oh, definitely so like, been a year.
It has been a year. Okay.
Mm. Oh, our bad.
What have I been doing since last?
Yeah, I don't even know. I mean... Well.
Okay, wait, who's going first?
Go ahead, Perry.
You.
Oh.
She said your name.
She said Paris.
Okay, but like everyone started talking. I was confused. Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, hello.
Hi.
What have I been doing?
Bye.
What have I been doing? That's a good question. So, I started school. I'm a college kid now.
How's college?
It's going. It's definitely going.
It's going?
Yeah.
What are you in college for?
I'm in school for cosmetology.
Ooh.
Mm. But she can't do hair.
Guess what, y'all? She did my braids, just to let y'all know. My twist.
And that's saying a lot. No joke.
Anyway.
Remember, wow,
a pretty great job. Hit her up.
Thank you.
Okay. What else?
So yeah, I'm in college for cosmetology, but soon I'll also be going for computer science. That's gonna be fun too.
Oh,
so why computer science?
The salary. Also, too, I love computers, but I looked at the salary, and I was like, you know what, this is it.
Yeah.
I still keep cosmetology as a side hustle, though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when are you going to start the computer science thing?
I want to start the computer science thing right after. Because I was thinking, I have to talk to my counselor. Because I wanted to try to do it while I'm still doing my prerequisites. Because I've already done most of them. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to at least see if I could do it. Or at least do the prerequisites now, then next fall start cosmetology, and then take the summer off, and then do the computer science.
Okay.
So I kind of wanted to do them both simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to be like a lot.
I know. Like, computer science is supposed to be like a really difficult.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I like, because the prerequisites for cosmetology and computer science are the same. It's still like math, English, science, etc. I'm already doing them. So yeah. It's like if I start them now, I can complete both of them. Because I'm taking 5 classes now and I only need 6 prerequisites for cosmetology. So once I pass these 5 classes, next semester I'll only be taking 1 class. So I could easily fit in another one if the computer science prerequisites allow. So. Yeah.
Okay.
Have you done research to see if that's in demand?
Yes. It is.
Yes, I have a friend who's also in school for computer science.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I had to take a second to think about what in the demand meant. I was like, what are you talking about?
That is scary. Kind of
that's why I looked like that for a second.
This
like,
is
oh,
a
wait.
Future generation, folks.
Anyways.
I don't know if you
hey, she's gonna be able to fix your computer, bro. We were alone.
Girl, mm-hmm. I'm going to school. I'm already in school for you. I don't need her help.
Are you?
You were in school for it. Why did you ask her if it's in demand? Don't you already know?
No, because there's different forms. There's IT, then there's cybersecurity. There's different forms of what she's talking about doing. That's why I was like, for what she's talking about specifically.
Yeah, that's a better question.
Because she knows what she wants to do. So I'm asking her, for what you're talking about specifically, do you know if it's in demand or not?
Yeah.
And she said, yeah.
The better question will be, what type of computer science? And then, is it in demand?
But the question that I asked avoided all of those extra questions and got straight to the point. She knows what she's going for. That's all I care about.
Dang.
Now, if y'all want the information, then Paris, what specifically in computer science are you learning?
He said he doesn't care about you.
Dang.
I did not say that. I said I don't care about all the extra questions.
I think it's more he don't care about us because he was asking a direct question. Like, this ain't a podcast where we all need to understand what's going on.
Exactly.
Out of practice.
Okay, Paris.
Also, what the form listeners, you know,
of computer science are you going into?
To be quite honest,
this
is why I avoided all the extra questions.
Just general computer science, just like developing and working with computers and stuff and programming.
Well, again, what I'm saying is there's technically no general computer science. There is, but there isn't.
You're going to have to like figure that out.
Either cybersecurity or software engineering. I'm still on the fence.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I know cybersecurity is supposed to be like a really good one.
Yeah, that's what's in demand right now is cybersecurity. That's what I'm learning.
Oh, I haven't seen you in a year.
Yeah, we haven't seen Harry in a year.
I haven't seen any of you guys in a year.
Yeah.
It's been way too long.
So what's been up?
We said October.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. October, like I want to say the second week, I ended up taking like a trip to New York with my mom.
Wow.
How was that?
How was that?
We went to like more upstate New York, not like New York City and everything like that. We got to do like all that country, like apple picking and like cornfields and everything like that. We did not get shot, so we had a great time.
Great.
Nice. That's always a plus.
Only to come back, and then I want to say December, I ended up quitting my one job and I got a new one.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Stellar decision. Very much enjoy it. I already have full benefits, so I had to make a good decision.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is I'm working with children, so it's, no. And it's like little kids too.
How's that? Is it different than like what you used to do? Because you were like you were doing the bus right before.
Yeah. So it's actually really funny because like some of the kids that like I'm in the classroom with, it's like I've already like been on the bus with you, so I already know you. Mm-hmm. I just have to actually deal with you for 6 hours instead of just like kind of kicking you out the bus. So.
Mm.
If they have like a bad day when they get off the bus, now I have to deal with it. Before, it's just like, oh, you having a bad day? Get out.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a switch up, but my favorite thing to tell people is like, I don't really like kids, so I don't feel one way or the other when I work.
Wow.
Yeah, Paris, she don't like you.
Yeah.
I go to you too, Roman.
Right.
I'm a grown man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
Allegedly.
Go for me. Then...
I'm going to see you two soon.
Okay.
I don't know when, but soon.
What does that mean?
Your days is numbered. And that day, your present's going to come in, Paris. I may even get you a similar present tonight.
I'm scared.
He's threatened with presents now?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, sorry. Go ahead, Harry.
Yeah, my fault.
I That's pretty much it. Oh, what was it? December, for the first time, my family and I got COVID. It was fun.
Oh my goodness, really?
We had avoided it, I want to say, like a good 3 years.
Yeah.
But I think it's because I started like working in like the classroom and everything, and kids killed me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But thankfully, it was like, I know. It was only like a week, though, so can't complain too much.
Mm.
Okay. And it wasn't like the super bad version of it, so
mm-hmm.
I lived and my whole family lived.
Yes. I'm glad you guys survived.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah.
I'm glad too.
Is that your...
Yeah,
that was it.
Nothing happened this year. I feel like 2023, nothing has happened. Like that.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks. Okay, who next? I guess I'll go.
Yeah, you go.
Oh, or do you want to go?
No.
Oh, okay.
Are you sure, Jay? I'm curious to know how exciting your year's been.
I'm gonna go last.
Yeah. You always want to go last.
It's in my nature. It's part of my process.
I'll go quick because nothing much has happened with me. I think this happened during when we were still recording, because it happened before October, but I did get laid off at that July. And then I was like, I think I took a break. I think like a break for like a good 7 months and survived off of unemployment. And then I was able to get a remote job. Sometime, was it March of this year? So that was great. I got a better job when I work from home, so I don't have to, you know, see people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
what do you do?
I'm a medical biller. So, well, right now I'm doing like more pharmacy billing. So, yeah, that's what I do, and it's remote, so. It's so much better. I could just get up from my bed and then walk a couple feet across the room to my desk and work. And then on my break, I can go to sleep. So it's great. I did go to a couple concerts, but that's for the other podcast. Oh, wait, hold up. We can talk about this. Me and Jay went to Beyonce. We went to go see Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to hear
that.
Yeah. That was great.
It was. I almost passed out. I fell.
She did. I had to hold her.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we saw it saw her September 4th. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was amazing. And that's pretty much it with my life. It's pretty uneventful, to be honest with you.
A Beyonce concert, pretty uneventful.
I mean, like, other than that, I mean, because besides concerts, it's really, I haven't done anything. I even have another concert coming up that I'm going to be going to in a couple weeks. But other than concerts, I haven't really done much that's like super exciting, that's like worth telling, you know? I don't know. So, yeah. I think if I think of anything else, I'll say it later. All right.
Nice.
Roman. Roman numerals.
Some news came to me that I didn't even realize. I had to make some adjustments.
Okay.
What did I do? Last year, nothing really eventful happened. Not that I remember. This year, I finally got my own room. Brother moved out. He's getting married. Thank the
Lord.
Oh
my God, yes. That's also why we've been busy.
Yeah.
What else? Started working. Job's all right. Don't plan on being here too much longer.
What do you mean?
Someone wants to finish my cybersecurity stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah. Or if I find somewhere else to work.
Where do you like want to, like, your next job to be? If you were like to look for something else?
I don't know. I don't want it to be manual labor, though. This mode is ridiculous.
Right.
That's a different type of job.
Yeah, I work in a warehouse, so my job is to build tables and have them ready for delivery. And lately, they've been sending me with those deliveries, so been getting there between 6:30 and 7 and be coming back close to 5, if not past 5.
Wow. You've been, traveling far, no?
Yeah, they had us in Valencia, Victorville, Santa Clarita.
How far is the distance, you know, between where the warehouse is and those cities? Because, you know, for people who don't live in California.
Oh, yeah. With traffic, you could get there in an hour. Without traffic, you get there in an hour. With traffic, it can range to about 2 hours. One of the places that they sent us to was 1,000 Oaks.
Oh.
Yeah.
That
day we...
That's more like, what, 3, and you got to go up a mountain?
Yeah. So we drove... So we had stuff in Valencia area. And then I think our last stop...
Flags, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I think our last stop was 1,000 Oaks, and then we had to drive back, and I think it was talking about taking us 2 hours just to get back.
Why all the way over there? Oh my goodness.
Because for some reason people who work for the county, for LA County, live far. It makes me irritated because they're working from home, so they could live wherever.
Mm-hmm.
So like I was supposed to go to a table and chair delivery from Bakersfield.
Bakersfield, that's like 5 hours.
Yeah. My coworker was like, hey, brother, what time you want to get in? I said, bro, I'm trying to dodge the traffic. If we get in like 5:30, beat the traffic there and back, let's do it. So, but that trip got canceled.
At 30, you could probably beat the traffic there, but back, it's still going to be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have to see. But yeah, that trip got canceled, so I'm happy about that. But but yeah, next week we're probably going back to Sylmar and Valencia and Apple Valley area again. This time we don't have as many tables.
Right.
But it's been a long few days, but I'm not tripping on it because that check funnel looked real nice.
Oh yeah.
It's gonna look real nice. So once when that come in, then I'll put them on notice. No, I'm joking.
Wow.
No, that's my only motivation because I've been wanting to put in my 2 weeks for a minute.
But don't you get benefits?
Huh?
I said, don't you get benefits with your job?
Yeah, but
I ain't got no benefits. Yeah. They like work slave. No, I'm joking. But that's how I feel. It's extremely tiring. And then my sleep schedule in the past has been horrible, so my body is trying to fix itself.
Yeah, used to waking up and everything.
Mm-hmm. And I have to be disciplined and be like, bruh, it's 9. It's about to be 10. Go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what's been...
Back on a sleep schedule.
Yeah. But what's been great is my dad's been letting me drive his car. So I no longer have to wait for them to pick me up. I could just hire y'all out and then I'm gone. So that's cool. But other than that, the only other thing is I'm learning Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
And
finally.
Yeah. Girl, I'm trying to get Vanessa. I'm like, girl, if you don't come on, I'm like, we gonna learn.
She wants to?
Yeah, she wants to too. She's gonna learn with the same person that I'm learning. Because we know her. But, well, she knows her. I know of her more so.
Okay.
I've been learning.
Like the funnest part about learning Japanese and like the worst part about learning Japanese?
The worst part about learning Japanese is that they do have a few words that you have to say it a certain kind of way with a certain connotation. Or not connotation, but like, if I say this in this situation, it means this. But if I say it in this situation, it means something different.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's, it's similar to English in that sense. Like, if you miss a punctuation, it could change the complete meaning of a sentence. But it's just kind of learning it and just knowing that this is going to take me some time to actually understand. The fun thing about it is that the language is awesome. I mean, I enjoy learning it. It's more so just making sure that I do understand the information that's being given, because I don't say, yeah, I got it, and then later on I'm like,
yeah,
I didn't get a thing she said. So but I'm trying to get to a level where I ain't got to read subtitles to watch anime no more. So
that's what I was just gonna ask. I was like, can you understand animes yet?
Nah, I gotta understand some words, but
at least you got like a teacher though. Cause I have to learn by myself.
Nah, I can send you that person's information.
I'm learning Korean, sir.
Oh, you're right. You're right. My fault. Maybe talk to never mind. Nah, it's not okay. Everybody can be a teacher.
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, not everybody can be a teacher.
I would love to be able to like watch, just sit there and watch them, like do other stuff at the same time.
Me too.
I was like, you can't multitask when you're trying to watch, you know, subtitle stuff.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, so, what did he say?
So how does it feel? How do you feel about your brother getting married?
I'm ecstatic. I'm about to clean up this room this weekend.
You moved out of your room.
Yep.
So that's the only reason.
I don't care. Look, as long as I'm at a miserable.
You know, happy he found the love of his life.
Mm-hmm. I could care less. And look, I'll say this. As long as he ain't miserable and he ain't coming back here talking about, can I come back? She tripping. As long as that ain't happening, I'm cool.
Well, he's saying he misses you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, but I don't miss him.
Dang. You are so messed up.
Look, I have spent 24+ years with this fool.
That's why he missed you.
I know.
That's why he misses you.
But everybody keep thinking, oh, you're going to miss him. No, I want my room.
Yes, you do miss him.
No, I don't.
You a whole lie.
You
a
lie.
Understand. I don't think I understand how much I don't miss him. Like, he's really.
I think he miss you.
I know he do. He told me he was going to miss me.
Ridiculous. I love him.
He my brother. You know, if he need to spend the night in the room and I got space for it, for sure. But in terms of him coming back and staying, nah.
I mean,
we gotta live a room.
I don't think he's gonna come back, but you know, it's okay to
miss him. I don't think so either. But no, I'm not gonna miss him. He is a phone call away, PlayStation, Xbox invite away to a party, and I get to have a conversation with him. Ain't nothing changed. I still send him stuff on Instagram.
Yeah, okay. We know.
Yes. I guess so.
His place is nice. His place is real nice.
It is. Yeah, we were actually there this past weekend in Vegas. Or the bridal shower.
Mm-hmm.
Which was really fun.
He coming back here tomorrow.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, you guys have the bachelor party.
His bachelor's party is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I gotta figure out the eating spot.
Yeah.
Well, chop chop.
Yeah, chop chop.
Are we not doing a podcast?
Afterwards, duh.
Right.
Nothing about it.
So I don't know. Probably just are you like involved in like planning it and everything, or
no?
Just showing up.
Well, for his bachelor party.
Mm-hmm. For the wedding. Or over the bachelor party?
Yeah, I'm his best man. Oh, for the wedding? Nah, I'm just, you tell me what I need to do and I do it. The men's side hasn't really been in communication, really, of what we should do. The women are more so like, so this is what we need to do. We need to do this, this, and that, and this. And there's a lot of complications that happen on that side. On our side, I said, we're going to do an escape room. This is a location. And, you know, it's going to cost this much. You can send me Cash App, Venmo, however way you let me know. If you can't pay for it, hit me up privately. We figure something out. And after that, look, I know why they looking like that. I know the story. But
what are you talking about?
But other than that, we ain't really had no issues. So whatever, I know we're supposed to be doing some rehearsal soon. I don't know. But whenever that happened.
Right.
But on our side, everything's been real smooth. I began irritated hearing about them. I was like, oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it sounds like one side is dysfunctional and the other side is just kind of, you know, sailing through pretty smoothly.
But I mean, that's kind of how it is.
Yeah.
And just life in general. Like, more women have issues with each other than men have issues with each other.
Issues? What are we talking about? We're not talking about that.
What issues?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Women tend to have more miscommunication with each other than men have miscommunication.
Miscommunication? I know nothing of anything.
I don't know. I don't know what you mean.
Okay, so Roman, do you feel like if you were to get married, would you want like a lot of say in like what happens at your wedding, or are you kind of like, oh, she could do whatever, and you just kind of show up?
I don't want too much to say. I mean, if the food's great, I'll have to say with the food. Okay. I'll make sure the food popping. But like food, if the food's great, the cake's good, everybody has fun, that's all I care about. Because all this money, I don't care too much for it anyway. Like I could just live in an apartment with just a chair, a beautiful TV, a decent TV stand to hold it up with enough space for some systems. Surround sound, call it a day.
You seem like you disagree with that, Jay.
Yeah, what do you have to say about that?
That is a very typical man.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Isn't it?
For real.
Isn't it?
But that's why you have a wife, to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
That is unacceptable.
But I got my necessities.
Yeah. I got, he got a chair. He got,
I got eating utensils. I got,
you know, we just, whatever.
Yeah, I got a comfortable chair. I got a TV. If I want to watch TV, I got gaming systems. If I played my cards right, I got a TV with television stuff on it, like Hulu, Netflix, and all that. Got me a little smart TV. I got all the foods and snacks that I want. In a bedroom, I got a closet. I got some drawers up in there. And I got my bed in the corner with a nice little fan in a room that lights up. And I call it a day. You know, make sure everything is clean.
Foolishness. You don't have to keep waiting while he's talking all this mess.
Yes.
I have a question, Roman.
Wait. Before we rail off, you know, we also don't have that much time.
Oh, yeah.
But Jay still has to give her update.
Jay, yeah.
Oh, Jaylen, go ahead.
She want to be last all the time.
If we have enough time after it, then we'll go back to this combo, okay?
All right, I'll just
write it down. Go ahead, Jay. What's been up with you?
write it down, Paris. Write it down.
Last year, October, I started a new job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She should take,
no, I take pictures of kids for picture day. Okay, we're not doing this on this podcast. It's a public podcast.
Trigger warning.
That's what it is.
I take pictures of kids for picture day.
Shoots.
And so I travel all around California to different schools to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, nothing much. Went to see Beyonce, which was the highlight of my year.
Yeah. Okay.
Didn't you see? Oh, that's for a different podcast. Never mind.
Yeah. I know. Y'all want to hear the other concerts? Check us out in the K Corner.
Yeah.
No.
Anyway.
Wow. I don't know if I should say this, but last year I started my One Piece journey.
Oh.
So.
Well, as you can see in the background.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's been a doozy. emotional roller coaster. I'm still in grief.
Same.
For those who know.
If you know, you know a certain person.
Yeah.
No spoilers.
I got engaged. No, I'm just playing.
I'm just saying when?
I'm like, this is news to me.
I was like, excuse me?
I just spoke to you this morning. What you mean?
This is how you're going to announce it? We all know you're going to get married next year.
Yeah. Anyways.
You know who?
No.
Or you know who?
Do I know?
I don't know. Do you? Oh.
Do you know?
I don't think I know.
Oh.
Okay. Remember
That's about it. You know, I live a boring life, you know.
And
just work in school. That's it.
Cool. All right. Okay. What are we doing with the time?
We are at 31 minutes.
Oh, okay. I think that's good, right? Or
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But we gotta give her editing space too.
Yeah, this is a good time. Just want to say we have some like new adjustments to the podcast as we try to ease our way back into our this schedule. Even though last year it was kind of unpredictable, but
yeah,
this season I guess we're gonna try to be more consistent. But with that, we have to take kind of small steps. So
yes, that bear with us, y'all.
Yeah,
bear with us. We're trying to get back into podcasting.
Actually, this is a difficult time too with everything that's going on.
Yes, we're actually like this is like kind of the worst time to start up again. Yeah.
Because we're busy all up into mid-December, late December.
Yeah. So, but you know, we wanted to come back for you guys who have listened to us.
Yeah.
This has been a while.
It has. So,
yeah. I've had people say that they miss it.
Yeah.
A lot of people too, my coworkers said that they missed it. Even like some of my family members.
I know. That's why we felt like we had to come back, even though it's kind of like the worst time too, but
yeah.
None of my people care. I don't think any of my people watched it.
Dang. No, it's fine. My brother watches it a lot, actually.
Mm-hmm. So,
aww. Y'all might see him on the episode, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's trying to make his little entrance.
But yeah, the schedule is we're going to try to upload bi-weekly for both of this podcast and then our other one that we do that's strictly for a K-pop called K-Corner.
Yes. So
we're going to upload bi-weekly K-pop for that just to give us some space and some time so we can do this regularly.
All around the world.
And the podcast will also be a lot shorter. Because if you were a listener in the first 12 episodes, you realize that our podcasts usually run about an hour and a half to 2 hours long, which in hindsight was very ridiculous. So we're making adjustments.
Yes.
So
we're going to try, y'all, because we tried before, but we always went over. So we
there's
really
a reason
be...
why the podcast is unnecessary commentary. We talked to
yes.
Yes.
It does fit the theme.
Yes. So like this episode right now, we're trying to go for under 30 minutes, but it is almost 35 minutes.
That's fine.
But
yeah.
We can even go for an hour. I'm joking.
2 hours.
Absolutely not.
No, we can.
Three.
We're going to try to aim for each episode to be about under an hour, so like around 45 minutes, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see depending on the topics. But And then lastly, we're going to introduce this new thing. It's called...
Well, oh, right. I forgot.
It's just the song suggestions that, you know, we have for the week or biweekly. Yes. And if you guys, you know, listen to a song or like a song, feel free to hit us up on the socials. Or I'm going to put a Q&A in this episode. So respond if you like any of our suggestions.
Yes.
So who wants to go first?
I go.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I'm tripping.
Anyway. Okay, so for my song suggestion of the week, okay. I kind of gonna throw back to like the 2000s, early 2000s, and it's gonna be The Truth by Indiari. That's a good one. That song is beautiful. If you just want to listen to a nice, mellow R&B song about loving your significant other,
mm-hmm.
listen to that song. And she sounds amazing. So yeah, give that a listen if you haven't already. And yes. Who next?
Great song. Paris, you got one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have Trash by Little Mix.
Ooh,
no, Little Mix. Not Trash. Sorry, that was the other one. Cut You Off by Little Mix. Only now when I look back, got me picking up on the red flags. Send them all away now. Cause you don't wanna listen. You got me so triggered. Can't be mad about it. That's the one I wanted to say.
Ooh, Cut You Off. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because that one is really good.
Like different vibes from mine.
Mm-hmm. Who you cutting off?
Yeah.
Yeah, who you
I don't have
on?
Anyone to cut off.
Yeah, who you cutting off?
You.
Yeah, see, I knew it was coming. That's why I said it. Because before she was going to lie.
I wasn't thinking about it until you said
no, no, no. I knew she was going to lie to the audience saying, I ain't cutting nobody off. So I had to remind her who she originally planned on cutting off.
I didn't plan on cutting you off until you said something. So.
That's a lie. No. I don't even make no sense.
It really don't. I mean, it really do.
No, you was right the first time.
No.
Oh my goodness.
No, come get this man, please.
Air your suggestion.
You good tonight?
Yes.
I have surprisingly been really into some like Latino reggaeton pop music lately.
Oh.
Ooh.
So my suggestion is hopefully I just like listening to music. Okay, that, but it's from Raul Alejandro's new album, Playa Sanpon, and the name of the song is Pocadilla.
I want to listen to that.
Yes. I've been trying to get into a more Spanish music.
Mm-hmm. His name is what?
It's like, it's basically like Spanish rap and everything.
What's
the name of the song?
Picardia. So Picardia.
Mm.
Oh, I spelled his name wrong. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Nice. What about you?
You know, I gotta bless y'all with some funk.
Anyway.
Oh my gosh.
There is a song. I'm gonna tell you how to spell it. By the one and only Bernard Wright.
Anybody know who he is?
That is disrespectful.
I'm just like...
This song that I'm recommending to y'all, it's called Habo Globo Tribbin. Yeah, it's H-A-B-O-G-L-A-B-O-T TRIBIN. If you search that up, you can find it.
The fact but that you know how to spell that by apostrophe. Heart
is ridiculous.
So I listen to the song.
Listen, it's an ugly song, yeah.
I'm going to let y'all know. To the average listener, it's like, oh, this song is ugly, but it's funky.
The album cover is ugly as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's old school. All of the albums was looking something stupid like that. It was either that or them poles laying down. It was one of those two, so. But I love the song. It's a feel-good song that ain't about nothing. But the beat is good enough to make you just be like, okay, and then you go on about your day.
Have you been to Wonderland? There's lots of pointy ice cream stands. Rides are 50 cents. What is this?
Exactly. So take your ladies, all you gents. Come on!
What? I feel like you can't really appreciate the beat because of his annoying voice.
To go back home, I just don't care. Me leave this place? No, I don't dare. How about gobble tripping? All right. Come on.
Okay.
This
next
song is awesome, man. I'm about to play it when
I love how I was literally done. Trying to read these lyrics off of Google and you just like took it and just went.
Yeah.
I guess.
What song, man? Love that song. All right, Jay.
Jay, what's your song?
My song is a song I listened to today. It's by Mr. Aaron Ray. It's off of his EP that came out a week ago, which I'm mad that I missed. But in all fairness, Chris Brown also came out with a song that day too that I've been obsessed with. Anyways.
I was going to ask you how yo Chris Brown.
Hey, actually, you said Aaron Ray, right?
Yeah.
He got some good songs on that album.
He does. The song off of that is called, I was debating between which one, but I decided to go with Moonlight.
Moonlight on a bayside. Yeah. New vibes. Few vibes for the late night.
That song is very chill. It makes you want to just think. That's all.
Which one?
It's called Moonlight.
Oh, I got that song.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, Blue Light?
Moonlight.
Moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What's his name? Aaron Ray?
Yes. A-R-I-N.
Ooh. Happy you said
yeah,
that because
yeah,
I want to
you were spelling it wrong.
Almost too late.
Yeah, right. Y'all, that is our song suggestion of the week. Hopefully you guys will like the new addition to the end of our podcast instead of me saying some wild stuff.
I feel like it's going to happen eventually.
It is going to happen. I haven't thought of anything yet, but it will
exactly
happen.
You're still trying to get in the groove, you know? So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, episode 13.
Yay!
Thank y'all for listening and coming back. Those who came back, shout out to y'all.
Yes.
You guys hold a special place in my rib cage.
Y'all. Wow. Not the rib cage.
In the rib cage. See, it's already starting, y'all.
Season 2, episode 1.
Is season 2?
No.
You said season 2.
No.
Like when we first started, you said season 2.
She did.
I don't remember that. But she also said episode 13.
Yeah, like she just said that, but when we first started. You said season 2.
I think I said new season. So I guess that's where you got it from.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this is still season 1. We don't have that many episodes on season 1 for it to us to move on.
Well, neither does Netflix, but they still move on every 8
episodes.
Are
we Netflix?
But are we Netflix? Let me know. My pockets are
certainly
Netflix.
Missing a couple of dollars in my bank account for Netflix.
Right.
But it's possible.
It's haunting.
That's true. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to this episode.
Thanks, guys.
See you guys in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. See ya.
And stay black. Peace.
Peace. Not everyone. Okay.
Stay black.
Oh, sorry. Not stay black.
What if they're not black? See, racist.
Stay human.
We got people from different countries too, Jay. What about
yeah,
them?
Exactly.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. You're racist. That's what we're doing now. This is how we're coming back.
Sorry.
At this point.
Wait.
Nah, it's too late.
No, it's only you to prevent forest fires.
Anyway.
Anyways.
Bye, y'all. Bye.
Be an individual. Start them. Don't try.